You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. Pink Slips, in one of the most exclusive corners of Silicon Valley. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. Silicon Valley was thrown off balance this year thanks to an ongoing rise in interest rates and a particularly unpredictable stock market. Now, a rare sighting: layoffs at venture capital firms. They're giving us a fresh look at just how deep the disruption goes. In the past few weeks, two of the biggest names in VCs, Sequoia Capital and Y Combinator, both parted ways with a number of their staff and investors. These kinds of layoffs were once unthinkable, according to Sarah McBride, a reporter at Bloomberg News. She says the outlook for startups and their investors has been bleak for a while, and the latest layoffs are part of a bigger trend.
It's just a reckoning right now. People had been so brash and optimistic, and a lot of people who'd come into the ecosystem, say, 10 years ago, had known only success. They saw so many companies just having these incredible and successful trajectories where in 3 to 5 years, a lot of them were selling for hundreds of millions of dollars or listing on stock markets. We had more unicorns than ever before. A unicorn is a company worth $1 billion or more. Every year, the number of unicorns was growing astronomically. Now, what people are watching is how many companies which had once been valued at $1 billion are now cutting their valuations to way less than that. People just aren't walking around with the same swagger they used to have. A lot of people are losing confidence and realizing that things don't always go up and to the right.
Yeah. And what is the reason behind that? We talk about this hockey stick graph of growth. What's behind the turnaround now?
There are a few things. So everyone was expecting the economy to go into a free fall during the beginning of the pandemic. And that didn't really happen. There was a lot of stimulus. Things were actually surprisingly good. Now we're in a situation where interest rates are rising. The stock market is, you know, up and down, up and down. And there is very little M&A, mergers and acquisitions, which means the way that most startups end up getting acquired by a bigger company. And although the stock market has somewhat recovered, it's still very hard to do an initial public offering. So now these venture capitalists are thinking, uh-oh, we invested all this money in these startups, and when are we going to see a return on this money? They do take a long-term time horizon, 7 to 10 years, but this is a little bit difficult even if you're taking a long-term time horizon.
So let's dig into the details a little bit. You reported that Y Combinator cut 17 people. Sequoia Capital laid off 7 staffers in its talent operation unit. On their face, those numbers don't sound like a lot, but is it a lot?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost more that they did it rather than anything else. Venture capital is just kind of a clubby world. And if it's time to reduce staff, it's usually very quiet. And Sequoia does urge people to move along. It's a top firm. And if you're an investor and you really haven't had any hits, they will urge you to move along. But it's more that you won't be a partner on the next fund and there'll be some sort of graceful exit found for you. Maybe you'll start a startup and Sequoia will invest with it. This sheer number of people at one time, even though Sequoia says, oh, it didn't all happen at once, it was over a few months, that is still a lot of people, especially on the investing side. And some of them, we don't know exactly what they're going to be doing, which is another tell. Now, other firms have quietly been making similar cuts, but when Sequoia does it and word leaks out, it's kind of the seal of approval for other venture firms. So people really look to them for what to do. They have an outsized role here.
And you've noted that early in the pandemic, venture capitalists were telling their startups to start tightening their belts and prepare to do layoffs. So has that idea come full circle?
That's right. Before, they'd been telling startups, focus on growth, don't worry about profits, just grow as fast as you can. Oh, wait a minute, time to worry about profits, please cut the fat. But the VCs themselves weren't worrying about cutting the fat. This year, that changed, and a lot of VCs, because they're not getting the same management fees, they have a little bit less cash to play with. Finally, those VCs are also cutting the fat themselves.
Is there a bright spot in artificial intelligence? I mean, you're probably reporting on that a lot. We're certainly talking a lot about it. Is that an exception to this trend?
That is a big exception. The companies that are doing well and can raise a lot of money at high valuations are artificial intelligence companies, and it's been an incredible bright spot. They're hiring, their valuations are going up, and VCs can't invest enough in them. So that is one area where people feel very optimistic.
That was Sarah McBride, who covers VCs and startups at Bloomberg. Sarah McBride mentioned artificial intelligence startups are a bright spot in an industry that's otherwise looking a little grim. As PitchBook put it in an article published in the spring, in the world of startup valuations, there's generative AI, and then there's everything else. According to PitchBook data, when you compare this year to 2022, valuations for early stage rounds of AI startups have jumped by 16%, while those for all other startups have dropped by nearly 24% on average. We've got a link to that article and to Sarah McBride's reporting on the latest VC shakeups at our website, marketplacetech.org. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.